Our next report comes from the Gene Dillon Middle School in Bemidji, and Jeff Wade is the teacher there.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker with your phonology report for Gene Dillon Elementary in Bemidji, Minnesota. Mr. Berkland has a fox squirrel in his feeder this weekend. This seems to be a rare event in our area, but Mr. Berkland said he visits every spring. Mr. Wade saw a chipmunk cross the road on Saturday just south of Itasca State Park. Drew smelled a skunk last week. More reports of this happening has been started. Megan saw an eagle fly over the playground. Miss Anita heard geese and swans on the lake behind her house. She also had fresh deer and turkey tracks in the yard. Mika saw a squirrel in her yard. Mr. Wade spotted an eagle in the nest with the mate sitting on a limb close by. A golden eye was seen in the opening between Lake Bemidji and Lake Irvin. Someone spotted an eagle standing there looking for fish, too. Miss Anita saw two swans and about 40 geese on the mouth of the river behind her house on Saturday. Some students, along with Mr. Wade, tapped their maple trees this weekend. Miss Helen had a junco in her feeder last week. Mr. Berkland has spotted red-winged blackbirds and robins this weekend. That's all for the week. Thanks for listening to our report.
Thank you. Nice job. And lots of things happening. You know, there are some reports. I have yet to see a red-winged blackbird or a robin here in the Grand Rapids area, but I noticed that there were some reports of them in the Bemidji area, and our good friend Ed Dallas down in the Deerwood area has also reported the fact that robins and red-winged blackbirds are coming back. Average date for that, the 24th, so we're not that far off. In spite of all the snow that still remains.